Jody Cooper from the Marion Public Library.
September is here, and there's plenty happening at Marion Public Library. First up is one of our favorite events of the year, the Read Local Author Fair, happening Saturday, September 12th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is your chance to meet Ohio and local authors, browse their books, chat with them about their work, and get books signed. This year's featured author is Wes Mulbash, author and illustrator of the Travis Davenport graphic novels. Wes will kick off the event with a special presentation followed by the author fair. And families, we have something special for you. Thanks to a grant from the Marion Noon Kiwanis, every child who attends the Read Local Author Fair will receive a free copy of Wes Mulbash's Travis Davenport Gets a Life. So bring the kids and introduce them to a new author and a whole new world of reading. Another way Marion Public Library is helping put books into the hands of local children is through Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. This incredible program provides a free, age-appropriate book every month to children from birth through age 5. But keeping those books coming takes community support. In Ohio, the state covers half the cost, while the remaining half is up to local communities. If you'd like to help a Marion County child receive a book every month, you can make a donation through the Marion Community Foundation. Just visit marionlibrary.org/imaginationlibrary to learn more and make a difference in a child's life one book at a time. And if you're looking for something for yourself this fall, mark your calendar. Registration for our next Adult Lifelong Learning, or ALL, program begins Monday, September 28th. ALL offers a variety of classes for adults ages 18 and older, giving you the opportunity to learn something new, explore an interesting topic, and maybe even discover a new hobby. There's always something happening at Marion Public Library. For Read Local, Imagination Library, ALL, and everything else happening at the library, visit marionlibrary.org or follow us on social media. We can't wait to see you at the library.
On the second cup today is Morgan Schwartz from the Palace Theater.
Good morning from all of us at the Marion Palace Theater. This is Morgan Schwartz with an update on coming events. Movies are back at the Palace, and if you're listening to us on WZMO, we have a special free family giveaway just for you. Our sing-along September continues with three family favorites on the Palace big screen: Encanto on Saturday, September 12th, Moana on September 19th, and Frozen on September 26th. All three movies begin at 2 p.m. Stop by the Marion Palace Theater box office, tell us you heard us on WZMO, and we'll give you a free family movie package featuring two adult movie passes and four popcorn passes. Plus, children 12 and under are already free for Sing Along September, making this a great opportunity to bring the whole family to the movies. Your giveaway passes can be used at any one of our three remaining Sing Along September movies. Regular movie tickets are available at the door beginning 45 minutes before showtime. And September also brings incredible live music to the Palace. On Sunday, September 20th at 6 p.m., chart-topping contemporary Christian artist Colton Dixon takes the stage. With nearly a billion streams and multiple number one hits, including Build a Boat, Colton brings an uplifting evening of music, hope, faith, and energy to downtown Marion. Tickets are $20, $30, and $35. For more information, visit marionpalace.org, call the box office at 740-383-2101, or stop by 276 West Center Street in downtown Marion.
We'll be right back with more of The Second Cup after this from our sponsor and the weather.
High school football from Friday night. Our broadcast game on Friday saw Elgin roll to a 59-28 win over Waynesfield Goshen. Comets improved to 3-0. Archer Johnson scored 5 touchdowns in the ball game. Also on Friday night, North Baltimore beat Ridgedale 42-19. Marion Harding goes on the road and beats Bell Fountain 14-7. Whitehall over Pleasant 39-14. And Buckeye Valley defeated River Valley 35-21. Our broadcast game this Friday night has River Valley traveling to Pleasant. That's a look at Friday Night Football. I'm Jeff Ruth.
Ever wonder who is really building a better future for our kids? In Marion, it's your friends and neighbors at the Marion Noon Kiwanis Club. We're local volunteers dedicated to changing the world, one child and one community at a time. As a Kiwanian, you build lasting friendships and make a difference in kids' lives. Meetings are held the first and third Thursday of the month at Dayspring Wesleyan Church, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. MaryNoonKiwanis.com for more details. We're a fun group that loves kids.
Good morning. In your second cup forecast, partly sunny skies today, an afternoon high of 83. There's about a 40% chance of seeing some afternoon rain. Overnight, gradually clearing skies. Temperatures overnight will drop to 60. Sunday calls for sunny skies and a high of 80. Labor Day, sunny and a high of 82. There's your second cup forecast from WZMO.
Amber Cronin with the Adam H. Board.
Hi everyone, it's Amber Cronin, Outreach Manager for the Crawford Marion Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Adam Board. September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, a time to raise awareness, reduce stigma, and remind those who may be struggling that they are not alone. Throughout the month, communities across the country come together to encourage hope, promote prevention, and support individuals and families impacted by suicide. Suicide affects people of every age, background, and community. It impacts families, friends, coworkers, classmates, and neighbors. One of the most important messages of Suicide Prevention Awareness Month is that help is available and recovery is possible. By talking openly about mental health and encouraging people to seek support, we can help reduce stigma and create a community where no one feels they have to face life's challenges alone. Sometimes something as simple as checking in with a friend, asking how they're really doing, or taking the time to listen can make a meaningful difference. One way to show your support is by participating in a local suicide prevention walk. On Saturday, September 12th, the Crawford County Suicide Prevention Coalition will host its annual Walk for Suicide Prevention in Bucyrus. Check-in begins at 8:30 a.m., with the walk starting at 9:30 a.m. Participants will walk from Avita Hospital to Shines Art Park, coming together to remember loved ones, honor survivors, and raise awareness that every life matters. The following Saturday, September 19th, the Marion County Suicide Prevention Coalition will host its Walk to Raise Awareness for Suicide Prevention. Registration begins at 9:30 a.m. with the walk from 10 to 11 a.m., beginning and ending at 156 North Main Street in Marion. This event provides another opportunity for our community to unite in hope, healing, and support. If you or someone you know is struggling, remember that help is available. You can call or text 988 anytime to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Trained counselors are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to provide free and confidential support. This Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, let's continue to look out for one another, encourage conversations about mental health, and remind those around us that hope is always within reach. We hope you'll join us at one of our local suicide prevention walks as we take steps together to remember, honor, and prevent suicide. This is Amber Cronin with the Crawford Marion Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Adam Board. Thanks for tuning in to the Second Cup News Magazine. And remember, help is here, hope is real, and no one has to face life's challenges alone.
Grant Powell joins us now with Marion in a moment.
This is Grant Powell with Marion in a moment. Throughout the years, the faces of children attending our schools in the city have changed, as have the various buildings. While not all of the school buildings will be mentioned, nonetheless, let us remember some of those places of learning. Union School was located at West Center and Oak Streets. It was built in 1856 to 1857. Oh yes, there was also the Marion Academy on South Main Street. Marion High School, constructed in 1893 and located at West Center and Oak Streets, went through several name changes. After the new Marion High School building was constructed in 1915 at West Church and Orchard Streets, the building came to be known as Central Junior High School. The building was closed in 1951 and demolished in 1952. The Marion County building occupies that spot today. The structure at West Church and Orchard Streets was renamed Eber Baker Junior High School when a new high school building was constructed on Mandana Avenue, its name until demolition sometime in the 2000s. All that remains of that building is its gymnasium, added sometime later, and now used by the City of Marion. The rest of the site is used as a parking lot. While we are at it, the Marion High School building on Mandana Avenue is now called Ulysses S. Grant Middle School, the only middle or junior high school in the city. Several changes were made to the building, and Mandana Avenue is now called Presidential Way. There have been several junior high schools before consolidation into Ulysses S. Grant Middle School. There was Thomas A. Edison Junior High School far out on Bell Fountain Avenue. Built in 1931, it was demolished in 2004. Robert Taft Junior High School sat at 474 North State Street. The North State Street School previously occupied that site. Built in 1877, the North State Street School was closed in 1934 and demolished in 1949. Built in 1950 with modification in 1954, Robert Taft Junior High School was demolished in 2004. The lot stands vacant. Vernon Heights Junior High School was located at 338 South Grand Avenue. It was built in 1921, with more work done in 1929. Later used as an elementary school, called Vernon Heights Elementary School, the building was raised in 1983, and condominiums occupy the site. As previously noted, Eber Baker Junior High School stood at West Church and Orchard Streets. That pretty much concludes our memories of junior high school buildings as we transition to a long list of elementary school buildings. Forest Lawn Elementary School was located at East Church Street and Reed Avenue. Built in 1899, the building was closed in 1953 and razed after the George Washington Elementary Building addition was completed. The Marion City Schools Board of Education built an administrative offices structure on the site, most of which sits vacant today. A church congregation occupies the old administration building. George Washington School was located at 300 Pennsylvania Avenue. Built in 1931 with an addition in 1953, it was demolished in 2004. David's Street School was located on David's Street at Bennett Street. It was constructed in 1898, closed in 1931, and demolished in 1940. A storage facility occupies the site now. Fair Park School at 980 Robinson Street was built in 1960 and demolished in 2004. A new school building occupies the site. The first Glenwood School was located at 317 Laterette Street. It was built in 1917 with later additions. In 2004, it was razed. Greenwood School was located at East Church and South Greenwood Streets. Built in 1888 and closed in 1953, it was demolished in 1963. The Marion Public Library occupies the site. Lincoln School was located on South Prospect Street. It was constructed over the period of 1884 to 1886 and closed in 1971. North Main Street School was located on North Main Street. Built in 1921, various construction activities occurred in 1930 and 1959 before its closing in 1977. The building is now used by a private entity. Mark Street School was located at the corner of Mark and North Greenwood Streets. It was built in 1911, received various additions in 1930 and 1955, and was raised in 2004. The first Oak Street School was located at Oak and Clark Streets. The first building was constructed in 1907 and burned in the mid-1960s, maybe about 1963. The replacement building was completed about 1964. Part of it was on stilts to allow for more playground space. It was closed about 2003 and is used by a private organization. Oakland Heights School was located at Woodrow and Uncifer Avenues. It was built in 1911 with modifications in 1924 and 1955. The structure was demolished in 2004. The first Olney Avenue School at 575 Olney Avenue was another which burned. Built in 1906, it burned on January 13, 1914. A new building was built in 1914 to 1915 and demolished in 2004. The site stands vacant. The first Silver Street School was located at 750 Silver Street. It was built in 1893 with modification in 1911 and 1949. It was demolished in 1963. A structure sits on the site. While this vignette might have some omissions of buildings or inaccuracy in the dates, yet I hope that it has at least portrayed the changing face of what used to be neighborhood schools and brought to remembrance some moments in your life. This has been Grant Powell with Marion in a Moment.
Here's the last word of our show today with Tom Kennedy.
I read an Associated Press wire service story yesterday. But wait, not only will the story date me, but the use of the term wire service does as well. It hasn't been a wire service for a lot of years. Ah, well. The story was about TV remote controls and how there was a time when TVs didn't have remote controls. Shudder the thought. The first TV remote, called Lazy Bone, was put on the market in 1950. It was remote only as far as the cable reached. The first wireless remote, the Flashmatic, in 1955, and looked disturbingly like a gun and used light signals. I remember our first remote control on our black and white TV at about the age of 6. It was called, "Tommy, get up and change the channel and turn up the volume." Sometimes I even had to adjust the horizontal and vertical hold while I was at it. David Bianculli, TV critic for NPR's Fresh Air and a professor at Rowan University in New Jersey, says losing the remote control in the couch cushions became as frantic an event as losing a phone is today. Which is why, when I bought my recent flat screen, I jumped right on Amazon to buy two extra remote controls. By the time I've misplaced two of them, I've hopefully found the third. That's my last word, and I'm sticking to it.
There's your second cup. Thank you for listening.